Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from the Audubon Economic Development and Tourism Office. Sarah Slater joins us here this morning. We're going to talk about a project that they have going on where they're asking for a little community input here very soon. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, with all this snow and winter stuff going on, it's kind of tough to promote this area, isn't it?
It is a little hard, but it's a year-long process, so we're good.
There's always better times.
Yes.
Very good. Hey, let's talk a little bit about a project you have coming up. I see you're working with Iowa State University in a project called Iowa's Living Roadways Community Visioning Program. What's that all about?
It's a program that's been involves the Iowa DOT, Trees Forever, and they help communities highlight unique traits that encourage tourism and quality of life through enhancement of the landscape and transportation.
Okay, so it's meant to, I guess, for lack of a better term, kind of spruce up the community?
It does. They come up with projects after the process that they present to us, and then the community then can implement those projects if they would like to, but it's all enhancement.
So it's kind of working with what you're, the kind of the theme and the things that you already have going on?
And what we could do better and just make it look better, too.
Yeah, because I can see where a program like this could be just a kind of a cookie-cutter thing. Well, let's plant more trees and do a little of this, a little of that. But they're trying to work with what you're already doing.
Right, and that's the positive thing with the focus groups. The public gets to come in and say, you know, these are areas that they would love to see improvement, or these are areas that we go. And so a lot of the projects will be based on this community involvement to give them kind of a focus.
Sure. Now, you talked a little bit about getting involved in this project. How did you guys find this? Did they find you? Did you find them? How did this happen?
Lori Gilbert and I actually wrote an application grant to the program, and they accept 10 communities every year, and we were very thankful and lucky to be selected this year as one of the 10 communities.
Oh, are they? They're spread around the state then?
Throughout the state, yes, sir.
Are there any others close by here?
Not to my knowledge.
Ah, okay, very good. So you get a little focus here locally then.
Bedford and Van Meter and Trainer are probably the closest.
Sure, sure. Okay, well, very good. Well, let's talk about what's going on. So this is a City of Audubon project then?
Yes, sir.
This particular one. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. You touched on the focus groups. You're going to have an event coming up very soon in just a few weeks where you're going to be asking folks of all types and all ranges to come in and just kind of have a visit.
So Iowa State University students are going to come and spend the day here in Audubon at the high school. And there'll be four groups that they are focusing on. So older adults, mobility impaired, parents and children, and active recreationists. And they're going to ask questions and visit with them for about an hour. And then at 2 o'clock, they're going to do a presentation of the results of everybody's focus group.
So you're not looking necessarily for people who have specific information because there are no wrong answers in this type of setting.
No, we just would love the community members to come out and let us know, you know, their thoughts, because the better representation we have, the better results we get.
Sure, and obviously looking for a good cross-section because you're looking for people that kind of fit into different categories.
Yes, we want all ages, children up to, you know, the older adults.
Absolutely. These focus groups, how long will they last?
They'll be 1 hour.
Okay.
So they ask that everybody comes about 10 minutes before their start time.
So it's not going to take up a lot of folks' time, but it's going to be well worth their time.
Yes.
How will they know? Will they know results at all, or how will this be calculated, put together, and presented?
The Iowa State students handle all of that. I think they kind of put their information that they, as they get it, into a computer system, and then they generate kind of overall what they find.
Kind of a feel for what they've come up with. So yes. when will you get the results? Fairly quickly?
That afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow. That's pretty quick. Pretty quick. So what happens then? Now, you get these results back. What's the next step after you get through this process?
So we have a steering committee here of local community members, and we then will meet. Our next meeting is all about transportation, so we'll meet with the DOT and local guys, and we will talk about transportation in our community. And then we have a design team come in the spring that will meet with us also and kind of get a feel and aesthetic of the community. And then we will finally get all of our results probably in November. They'll present to us what they've come up with and the projects.
So how long do you estimate it might take for folks to actually see the results of what they've the input that they've given?
I think we should have a tentative plan and some information to be able to share in August.
That's fast.
Yeah, so we can, you'll have a kind of some ideas of what they're looking for in that time frame.
Sure, sure. Now, of course, these things always come with a bit of a cost to them as well. The Iowa State University is partnering with you to do this part of the study, but when it gets time to actually implement some of those things, are locals looking ahead at this point now about where to be able to acquire some funds to be able to get these projects done?
Yeah, we have a list of different places, you know, we could apply for different grants and, you know, different fundraisers. But we're kind of waiting to see what those projects look like.
Yeah, it's hard to figure a cost when you don't really know what you're trying to cost estimate right,
right.
Now. Yeah, very good. Well, and you mentioned, I found it humorous a little bit that you were talking about putting together a local focus or community planning group and things. I thought, well, that should be easy. You've had a lot of community planning groups in Audubon lately.
Yes, we have. So we've pulled from just a nice, great cross-section of the whole community, and we feel like we have a really strong group that has lots of representation of a broad section of the community.
Yeah, with the renovation of the theater and the recreation center and some of the other projects that have gone on locally, a lot of folks have been active in the community lately.
Yes, we've had lots of growth, and we hope to see that continue.
Yeah, that works well for you there, doesn't it? It makes your job a lot easier.
It does.
Well, what do folks need to do if they want to participate? Do they need to call ahead, make a plan? What do they need to do?
We would like to have everybody call in or email us by March 1st and let us know which group they would like to be part of to the office. So our phone number is 563-2742. And they can also email us at actorg@windstream.net.
Okay, very simple to do. When they do this, it's just a matter of letting you know that this is the group they want to be in, this is my name, and that's pretty much it?
That's all we need.
That's really all you need. Okay, well, that's really simple stuff. And then March 9th will be the actual date when all this will happen, and it's going to happen at the high school.
At the Audubon High School. The first group meets about 9 o'clock, and then we have another group at 10 and 11, and then the results of everything will be at 2 o'clock that afternoon at the high school.
Okay. Have they given you an idea of how many people you'd really like to see in each group to have a good representation?
I think ideally we would love to see at least 20 in each group.
And that would give you at least some good basis to kind of get started and pull ideas and discuss some of those ideas, too.
Right.
Okay, very good. What else is going on in Audubon as far as economic development tourism goes these days? Any other plans in the works?
Not at this time. We're working on an art show for spring for tourism, and we have a brand new brochure out for the county that we're excited to start sharing with everybody.
And Albert still stands strong.
And we still have Albert, and he looks good right now, covered in snow.
That's very true. Yeah, well, nobody has to shovel Albert yet.
Not yet.
To shovel out. Very good. All right. Well, if anyone would like to know more, you gave them the phone number and the email address. They can certainly contact you that way. If there are other questions and things, make that call. Be a part of the process. It's a lot easier to be a part of it ahead of time when you're doing through the planning than it is to say, gosh, I wish they would have done this.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, that we get the feedback and see what our community members want and think.
Yeah, you bet. Well, this sure is part of an overall plan for down the road. We're always looking ahead a couple of months, a couple of years, a decade, trying to figure out where we're going to be down the road. So this is all a part of that. So be a part of that process. That's the Iowa Living Roadways Community Visioning Program, Audubon being a part of that. Contact the folks at Audubon County Tourism and Economic Development. They'd love to get you involved in part of that planning process. Sarah, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck with the project.
All right. Thanks, Jim.